Good day. Welcome to the Contracts for Biz podcast channel. Today we'll be unpacking
verbal warnings, written warnings, and final written warnings. I have with me Helena Ruet to walk us through the different warnings and when and how to use them. Helena, why would employers need to use warnings at all?
It is very important that employers understand when and how to use warnings in the workplace. There is legislation regulating employment relationships in South Africa. It could be quite daunting for an employer to navigate the landscape. Employers must use warnings to correct employees' behavior.
When would a verbal warning be used and how must it be used?
Arinda, I will use a practical example to explain it. The receptionist in your bridal shop came late once or twice this past week. As an employer, you can't just ignore her lateness. She might have been only 5 minutes late, but you must address it.
Helena, how must the employer address this situation?
The employer will speak to the employee and give her a verbal warning, whereby it is explained to her that she can't come to work late again. She must leave her home earlier when coming to work in the mornings. It will further be explained to her that it is expected of her to report for duty on time.
What will happen if she keeps on coming late?
The employer will have to call her into his office and speak to her. Because she has not corrected her late coming, the employer will have to give her a written warning.
Helena, what must the employer explain to the employee when giving her this written warning?
The employer must explain to her that her late coming is now becoming problematic. He must state in writing the date and times when she reported to work late. He must further explain to her that her behavior must improve or further disciplinary action will be taken against her. They must both sign the warning. A copy of the warning must be handed to her and the original must be placed on a staff file for record purposes.
When would you then use a final written warning?
An employer would use a final written warning when the employee has not corrected her behavior. The receptionist at the bridal shop keeps on coming late, but she is now later every day. She is now between 15 and 30 minutes late every day.
How must the employer handle her lateness if it is repetitive?
If the employer has at least given her two or more written warnings for her lateness and it has not helped, then the employer can consider issuing her with a final written warning valid for 6 months.
How would the process of giving her a final written warning work?
The employer must explain to her that the repeated lateness is of great concern to him. He must further indicate, seeing she has already received written warnings and she still comes late, that she will now be issued with a final written warning valid for 6 months.
What are the implications hereof?
This means that if she is late again within the 6 month period, further disciplinary action will be taken against her. She might be taken to a disciplinary hearing. The final written warning has serious consequences and she must understand it. Both parties must sign the final written warning. The employer must state in writing the dates and times when she reported to work late. A copy of the final written warning must be handed to the employee and the employer must place the original on a staff file.
Helena, when would you then use a final written warning valid for 12 months?
A final written warning valid for 12 months is very serious. If the bridal shop employee keeps on coming late, even though she was issued with a final written warning valid for 6 months, then the employer will take her to a disciplinary hearing. After the disciplinary hearing has been conducted, she will be given the sanction of a final written warning valid for 12 months for a repeated lateness.
What would the consequences of the final written warning valid for 12 months be?
She must know that this is extremely serious, and if she doesn't correct her behavior, she might be dismissed. The final written warning will be valid for 12 months. If she comes late even once in the 12-month period, the employer can decide to take her to another disciplinary hearing and she could get dismissed. She must sign the final written warning. The employer must state in writing the dates and times when she reported to work late. The employer must further state all warnings and final written warnings that she has previously received. A copy must be handed to her and the original must be placed on a star file for record purposes.
Thank you for joining us today. For any further information about this legal document or product that we discussed today, please go to contractsforbiz.co.za. Or if you need the services of an attorney, go to skumanlaw.co.za. We'll gladly assist.